The mayor and a number of mayors in the newspaper yesterday, we quoted some of the numbers on the water cooler segment we do at 5:50 in the morning, and I got a number of emails wanting to know where the numbers that we were quoting in the survey came from. Our mayor, Tom Henry, joins us this morning, and I think, Mayor, people will be a bit surprised to find out that this was a poll that was conducted actually in July of this past year by Republican Party strategist and pollster Frank Luntz, and he polled gun owners and NRA members themselves. We'll get into the numbers a little bit here, but what is Mayors Against Illegal Guns?
Charlie, back in about 1996, if I remember correctly, Mayor Bloomberg, mayor of New York, said he had had enough of nothing being done and felt that it was important that elected officials, particularly mayors who run cities, that we stand up and say, look, we are against illegal guns, not legal guns, you know, shotguns, rifles, pistols. We don't have any problem with those. Those are protected against the Second Amendment, and that's fine. What we are opposed to are illegal guns. We don't feel, for instance, that assault rifles have any place in our society. Assault rifles with high-capacity magazines, They're made to kill people. You don't use assault rifles to hunt. You really don't need them for target practice. You don't need them necessarily for gun collections. So they're made to kill people, and that's been evidenced time and time again in our society. So we have a real problem with those. The press conference that Mayor Hickman and I had and three other mayors who put their names on the release. There's five of us in Indiana. All five of us put our names on the press release saying, look, there's three things that we would like to accomplish. One is that there should be universal background checks. Right now, if you go into a gun store and purchase a gun, there's a waiting period so that the gun owner can contact the federal government, do a background check to make sure that you are mentally okay to purchase a gun and that you don't have any type of background problems with the federal government. Unfortunately, when you go to a gun show, there's no waiting period. You can purchase the gun right over the counter or private transactions, and we feel that that's not right. 40-50% of the guns that are purchased at these types of shows. And incidentally, about 75% of NRA members support that. They feel that there should be background checks, for gosh sakes. So we stand firm on that. As I mentioned, we are also opposed to assault rifles being sold in the open market. We've got a problem with that. And then finally, we feel that that the trafficking of firearms should be a federal offense. Right now, Charlie, there is more federal control over the trafficking of livestock, of chickens, than there is of guns. And that's really unfortunate. Well, there's a bigger penalty for trafficking chickens in our society than there is trafficking firearms. And we feel it should be a federal offense, and it should be punishable by law, and that there should be a stiff sentence applied to that. Right now, we've got individuals out there who are trafficking thousands of guns, making themselves multimillionaires at the expense of children in our community, and I've got a real problem with that.
What do we call trafficking guns? I mean, what is trafficking guns?
They're buying guns in large quantities, and they're selling them, just like I said a few minutes ago, across state lines through gun shows, and they're buying them illegally, and they're marketing them to citizens like your neighbors and mine through illegal measures.
And but when we back up to assault rifles, now I think this is where most people have a problem with the name Mayors Against Illegal Guns, because assault rifles at this point not illegal, and I got to tell you, I know at least three people that actually hunt with them. I'm not sure that you need a 30 round clip to hunt with an assault rifle. But so are you guys advocating then making assault rifles illegal? Is that one of the three things you were talking about?
Until 2004, they were illegal. Back after Brady was shot under the Reagan administration. Remember that incident where
yes,
he was shot?
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, there was a discussion, and ultimately, assault rifles were banned. And they continued to be banned under the Clinton administration into the Bush administration. And unfortunately, when it came time to renew the law, President Bush at that time did not feel it was necessary and did not push for the renewal. And so in 2004, the law died and has not been in effect since. We feel it should be resurfaced and passed by our Congress as one of the few laws that we have at a federal level. You know, there's 20,000 gun laws in the country. Most of them are at the state level, state and local level. I don't know how many of them are really pursued as far as enforcement. I wish all of them were enforced. I think we'd have a much safer society. But there's not a lot of federal law. And one of the things that we feel that is important is for the federal government to step up and say, once again, because it was law until 2004, once again, that assault rifles have no place in our society. The only people who should have assault rifles are the military and police officers.
That is Mayor Tom Henry, who, along with 800 mayors across our country, are members of Mayors Against Guns, and it is a bipartisan effort. And, Mayor, it's always great talking to you. Thank you very much for being with us.